Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. This is the first episode in a very long time. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about boundaries. I recorded an earlier episode on this topic, but for some reason, I think I didn't like the way it turned out. It sounded more like a lecture, and I didn't want that. So I decided to re-record the whole thing again. All right, so let's get into it. The first thing is, what are boundaries? I mean, it's becoming one of those buzzwords, unfortunately, because so many people are talking about boundaries when they don't really know what boundaries are. Oh, I must set some boundaries. Hey, set your boundaries. Everybody's throwing the term around. But basically, when we talk about boundaries, it's just like a wall you have around your house, right? It just shows where one thing ends and when another thing begins. So if, for instance, you're in a relationship and then you're setting boundaries, basically they help each other know where this person ends, where this other person begins. You understand? So that is what a boundary is. You can see it as a border. So if you go to the Togo border, it shows you, okay, this part is where Ghana ends and this is where Ghana begins. You understand? And it's not just as simple as that, right? I mean, simply, that is what a boundary is. But it's not always clearly defined. It's not like the way we know a border and then we have demarcations. Oh, this is my land. This is your land. So this is the boundary. Sometimes boundaries are, it might depend on the situation, okay? This person will say, oh, me, this is my boundary. I don't like going out. I don't like places that there are crowds and things. I don't like going out. But you're on a 31st night or a convention. Oh, but this one is different. I mean, yeah, because as human beings, it's not really clearly defined. I don't like this one. And then it's not like you're being a hypocrite or anything. Sometimes boundaries, it depends on what we're talking about, actually. You understand? So that is what a boundary is. And mostly in relationships, what happens is there's a lot of negotiation of boundaries that happens. So maybe you and I are in a relationship, right? There are certain things that you say, these are your boundaries. You're not going to do them. But maybe those are the things I also like. You understand? So sometimes it's like we are trying to negotiate. Should you make your boundaries a little loose for me so that you understand? And sometimes it can also be the other way around. Should I make my boundaries a little bit loose for you so that things work out? And a lot of times that is what we call compromise. You understand? Things you don't want to do for anybody or things generally you don't like to do, but in a relationship, you understand? And that is when a lot of people feel like, hey, I went above and beyond because they had to loosen their boundaries to do certain things for you. Imagine a girl who says, she won't cook for anybody unless you're my husband, right? And then during a relationship, there was a time you were very sick, and then that girl came around, she prepared some what is the soup that is medicinal in Ghana? Nkakra, light soup, right? She prepared some light soup for you. Whatever you're sick. Oh, mommy and cracker mawe. So she prepares some light soup for you. And then she feeds you and things like that. That is more like something she didn't want to do. A boundary that she has gone over or she has broken that boundary because something has happened. And then that is not the time you call it, hey, you're a hypocrite. No, you understand. So these are more like compromises, you understand? And it happens very often in relationships. Things we might not even, some of them we don't even know that this is what is happening, but there's a lot of boundary negotiations that happens. And the question is, when I was preparing my notes, this Sunday I prepared my notes because I didn't know a lot about, I needed to also learn and know that, okay, do I know enough? The question I had was, can boundaries be bad? Because a lot of times when people talk about boundaries, and even when I talk about boundaries on my status, it's like, set those boundaries is going to give you some peace of mind, is going to prevent disrespect, and I'll come to disrespect. Probably I should have named this thing disrespect, because I have so much to talk about disrespect. But then before that, back to my question, can boundaries be bad? And actually it can, right? If you're someone who has very loose boundaries, very, very loose boundaries, it's very bad. And if you're somebody who has very tight boundaries, it's also bad. Now, loose boundaries means that you don't really, like I was saying, that boundaries really define where this person ends and where this other person starts. Now, when you have loose boundaries, it means you don't even know yourself. You don't know where you start or where you end. You understand? It's like you don't have any, you're like a science. What is this animal? Amoeba. I was like, amoeba. That animal that can take any form. Right? Is it? Amoeba. I was like, wanna. There's another one. It's a pancreas. Yes, amoeba. That one. It's like, oh, do you like this? Yeah. Are you okay? So, Charlie, we want to do this. Are you okay? Oh, yeah, cool. Do you want to? Yeah, cool. Charlie, how would they? Bibiale knew I beke de. No, this is against my principle or against myself. It's going to hurt me. And this is not me talking about people who are open-minded. Even people who are open-minded have certain things that, no, this is, no, I won't accept this. But you have so loose, probably you don't even have any boundaries then. People can do anything they want to you, and oh yeah, okay, cool. You understand? That becomes very bad. And in a relationship, that is so bad. There are certain people who don't even want men or women like that. Imagine as a girl, you have a guy, anything goes, oh yeah. Baby, I want to dress half naked to the, yeah. Baby, I want to wear kabat to the beach. Yeah. Like, you understand? He can't say no. See, this thing, I'm not accepting this. This is not acceptable. Those things, like, clear boundaries. Because you don't know where that man ends and where you start. Because it looks like anywhere you start is okay for him. Anywhere you end is okay for him. That means the boundaries are too loose. People don't usually want people like that. And also when the boundaries are too tight, then you're not really flexible. You understand? Like I was talking about how negotiations happen. You've taken your position. Me, I don't want to spend on a woman who is not my wife. So admissions have come. You just need 200 cedis to sort things and stuff like that. Baby boy, baby, you know how I was doing admissions and things, and it's left with my 200. I've asked my father, but he says he's going to use it to buy something. So please, can he give me 200? Hey, no, you know, it's my boundary. I don't give money to women that are not my wife. You understand? There are certain things that people who have whose boundaries are so tight, it means, because when you come to human relations, there are certain things that you have to be a bit flexible here. Maybe you have to put your foot down here. You understand? So people that are too tight, it becomes so rigid. The relationship, or even if it's not dating, it's friendship, it's whatever, it becomes too tight. Like, oh, internet coffee worker, Charlie, loosen up a bit. You understand? Loosen up a bit. It doesn't mean that if you have certain boundaries, people should also loosen up now. So we're inside. I'm on. No, you understand? But making things too rigid, like, leave a little. Yeah. So basically, when we talk about boundaries, that is what it is. But sometimes there are people who go over your boundary. There are people who are jumping inside your house, the wall. They are jumping over your walls to go and tear your mango and run away. And sometimes it is clear. For instance, if you set a boundary that you don't want people to touch you, like, don't touch me, you understand? Because you're a germaphobe or whatever. You don't like people touching you, especially, let's say, you don't want people touching your sensitive place. Like, you're there or somebody can't touch your waist. No, I don't like that. And when somebody comes to touch your waist, it is so clear that they are trying to jump over your boundaries and go and tear your mango and run away. You understand? These ones are very obvious. But one of the things that is not obvious is disrespect. Disrespect, like, all of us, we have nobody, well, I don't know, nobody really likes disrespect. Nobody wants to be disrespected. Nobody wants that. And me, I don't want disrespect. Ooh, membe. So I'll try to respect you. Places where I feel like I've been a bit disrespectful to this girl, I've been a bit disrespectful to this man, I come and say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? So something like even at a point, even blocking people without reason, without giving them reason, I felt like it was too disrespectful. Like, at least let them know why you blocked them. Give them like a bit of respect there. Oh, brother, the man, so most times I don't really block people, right? If maybe we're having a conversation and I'm angry, then there I block you. Maybe after I cool down, I'll block you, because probably what you're saying, it was getting overboard. But like at a time I block, or I couldn't do that. But I'll tell you a story. Something happened. So back to disrespect. Now, there's certain ways that people disrespect you, and you know that this person is disrespecting you, that those obvious ones. And mostly it's like when somebody's insulting you, when somebody's talking, like shouting at you in public. And a lot of people don't want that. Hey, don't ignore in public. At least, you see, those ones, nobody really wants that. But there are ones that it really flies over our heads. Like, people don't call it disrespect. Oh, Charlie, you too, I. Like, those things, we just, we don't like them, but we don't think it's disrespect. The first one is, okay, not the first one. Me, I only thought about one thing. Maybe I'll think about another one. But when people waste your resources, that is very disrespectful. When people waste your resources, you know, as humans, we have very limited resources. Not all of us. Some of you, you have a lot of time on your hands. You have a lot of money. You people, you don't do anything. Some of you, but a lot of us, we have very limited resources, right? So time is one of it. It feels like the 24 hours now you want to cry. No. It's not enough. We want to do so much in there. There's this book I'm reading. It's called The Power of Less, right? It talks about how to place limits on things and all that. And there's a part talking about how we feel like we need more than 24 hours. We need to put so much things in the 24 hours. And that's most of us. We feel like, Charlie, there are so many. But time not day. And we know that time too, when it goes, Charlie, you can't get it back, right? So imagine you're a photographer. I saw this, I noticed this when I was a photographer. And then somebody says, oh, Lash, today from 2 p.m. to 4, I'll come to the studio and then we'll do a shoot. Then you've blocked 2 hours of your time from 2 to 4 for the person. Understand? So it means that your 24 hours, you know, 2 hours is not yours. You've blocked it for the person. And imagine this person doesn't come. It means that 2 hours is going to waste. Maybe somebody, oh, Lash, there's this thing I'm doing here at Takradi at 3 p.m. Can you come? Chances are you tell them, oh, no, you see, I have a shoot at 2 to 4. If this, and this person doesn't show, it's like you've wasted that time. You could have used it for other things. So what photographers, a lot of us started doing was that, if you want to really book a slot, then you have to make payments. You have to make deposits so that if you don't come, if you disrespect my time, then you are paying for it. And mostly that's what I've seen, that a lot of times I had to cut some people off. Me, I had to cut some people off because they felt so easy, like they felt so okay doing that. Yo, Lash, this weekend I'll come. I can't visit you, okay? So my mom used to come here every Saturday, sometimes every Sunday. No, every Saturday, yeah. She'll come here the whole day. And there are times that somebody will say, oh, Lash, I can't visit you. Then I'll tell my mom, yo, Ekua. Mostly when she's coming too, she brings food. I'll tell her, oh, and this weekend, I won't be around, so don't come. Because I'm expecting a visitor. Then this person will just be there and the person will not come. And I don't like a situation where it feels like I'm giving you pressure. Like calling you. I believe that as a human being, and somebody is also somebody was talking to me and saying maybe I should also, yeah. But generally, I believe that as a human being, when you tell somebody you do something, you do it. But because you're a human being, some things might come up, right? Some things might come up. So if you tell me, yo, Lash, today I'll come visit you, right? I'll come to your place around 10 a.m. And maybe around 8, somebody sends you, your grandma sends you or something. And then from the way things are looking, you might not be able to come or you'll be late. You call. Yo, Lash, you know how I said I'll be around your place around 10? And there's this thing I'm doing that, I don't know, it feels like if I can make it, I'll be late or I might not be able to come, but I'll keep you posted. I feel like this is somebody who has respect for my time because nipanin him there, you don't have a lot of things going on. That's how some of you dress and go and sit at a date and then somebody will stand you up. You see how disrespectful that thing is or disrespected you feel. Maybe you mostly feel disrespected because you had to take your bath, you had to dress, you have to leave your house and things like that. But it's not always when you have to do those things. Sometimes people tell you they will do things and then they don't do it and then they don't say anything. Somebody will come and say, oh Charlie, you give me a loan, eh? And I will pay you Wednesday comes, you don't hear from this person. Thursday, nothing. Friday, nothing. You have to go and ask the person that, yo Charlie, now you the money what? And then they will come and give you all these stuff. Those things are all disrespect. And if you're setting boundaries and saying, I don't want to be disrespected, you tell those people or you set that boundary. Yesterday, I was saying something in my status about certain types of people that if they come to even ask you for money and you tell them, I don't have, they don't believe you that you don't have. So sometimes you have to go to the extent of taking a screenshot of your account balance and then showing to them. And there are so many people, not really so many, there are like a few people in my life that I have to do that with. So they ask money and I say I don't have. They will come and do it. So they ask money now. Then I send them the screenshot that, look, because in their mind, you know, I have and I don't want to give them. And I know how that might feel if you're asking somebody for something and they have and then they don't want to give you. But if the person has to go to that extent, then maybe you're being entitled to the money. You understand? So all those things, yeah. Charlie, is this all those? It's like micro disrespect and things like that. So there was this. I think I recorded an episode where inside I mentioned some girl beats that a girl didn't show up to my father's funeral, and it's not like I'm being entitled. I'm not being entitled to the funeral showing up. I'm just, you know, like the kind of relationship we had, I just felt like, nah, this was the bare minimum, right? This was bare minimum. Say you're in a relationship with somebody, and it's not like they are doing it in a tepa or wherever. It's like from your house to the place, like 5 cities. Come on, man. So there were so many unresolved things there. The way we left things off, there were so many unresolved things there. But me, I still talk to if you're my ex and then you still want us to talk, I don't have a problem. We talk. There's some of my ex-girlfriends that they still watch my status. They come and laugh. They're married. There was one that said I should do a baby shoot. Wow, and all that. I mean, yeah. But this one, she asked, are we still friends? I'm like, yeah, cool, we tried something, it didn't work out, so we're still friends. Oh yeah. And then kiss. What kiss? There was a time, I don't know what happened, but I was going through something recently in bad, and then I went to see a friend. I went to talk to somebody I called like cool friend. And then we're talking and she was telling me, I mean, she was trying to find out what was going on. We talked about work. We talked about some of the stuff I have going on with my mom. We talked about my landlady and her unnecessary pressure and tones. We talked about, we touched on a lot of things. And then we touched on this particular girl. I mean, we were still texting, not like texting every day. Yo, Lash, look at this. And then I'm supposed to, oh, okay, cool. We're streaking every day. She would send me something. I was saying something, and all like, and the person was like, "See, this person disrespected you once, even before the funeral thing, the person disrespected you. Like, we were able to find like some 4 or 5 instances of disrespect that happened that I still took her back, or I brushed it off and all that. And the thing is, I noticed that I have created an environment, right, where this particular person feels that it was okay to disrespect me for some reason. And I blame myself in this whole thing, you know, the blame is on myself, that okay, this, it's okay, me as a person, it's okay to disrespect me because I'll come and forgive you. And what I found out that day was that if somebody, you give somebody a chance, they disrespect you once, maybe you take them back, depending on the particular disrespects and then all those things. And then they disrespect you again. There are times that you should say, see, it's okay. This is my boundary. I don't like being disrespected. And I'm not going to create that environment that fosters. I'm not going to be the catalyst to this thing. That some people get so comfortable that, oh, I can't visit you. They don't come. And then you went, hey, you know, you that you say, oh, sorry. Next time I can't visit you. They don't come. They don't say anything. So that kind of disrespect is bad. There's this friend that I have, and then she also behaves that way, right? Yo, Lash, there's something she needs to bring. Oh, Lash, I'll bring this thing. Okay. When? Today. Okay. Today, you don't hear from her. You go and text her. Oh, you know, I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that, and I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. And the question is, why do I have to come to you? And that's the part that I feel the most disrespected. Like, it wasn't even on your mind to come and tell me that, yo, Charlie, this thing happened, and I could, like, I have to come and ask you before you remember. Can I say, nah, Charlie. So it's very important to set boundaries between you and certain people. And then it's not just, sometimes it's prudent that you set boundaries even between you and family. You understand? You and family. Me that I'm here. Now I'm moving from my place because my landlady is busting my balls. And then there was this idea from my mom that, oh, since you're moving, and then since she's also moving because Nukunewu, and then she has to leave the place and all that, why don't we go and rent the same place? My mom was strong and she believed this, that I should go and rent the same place with her. We're looking at a 3-bedroom house, and she'll be in one room, I'll be in another. And I'm like, see, I plan on getting married eventually. I don't know when, I don't know to whom or whatever. I plan on getting married eventually. But staying in the same house with you, me and Kasa, I'm here. People are calling me Mama Ba. Hey, mommy's boy. Hey, mommy's, you understand? So imagine I'm on a date with this girl and she was like, oh, should we go back to your place? I'm like, okay, cool. But I stay with my mom. You understand? I mean, it's a deal breaker for a lot of people. And I'm not going to argue whether it is necessary that it's a deal breaker for them or not. Because I understand. Sometimes the kind of influence that mothers have in the relationships of their kids, especially marriage. And I don't want to put any woman through that, right? So there was a time I went to visit her, my mom, and I told her, see, I plan on getting married, right? And I'm not going to wait till I get married before I put certain boundaries so that it feels like, hey, so there are certain boundaries that we need to create them now before it even escalates to, or before it gets to when I'm married, and then I need to now create it, and it feels like, first and put them 20 million. CCABCB, 10 million. First and 1 million. CCABCB, 50. No, you understand? So we need to create certain boundaries. So there are so many boundaries that even when you look at the relationship between you and your parents, sometimes you need to come forward and tell them that, see, some of these things you're doing, you're disrespecting me as an adult. You're disrespecting me. I didn't say go and shout on your father, hey, but you're small. But I want to listen to some podcast then. All I'm saying is that respectfully, you need to tell them that, see, there are certain things you're doing that I don't like. A lot of people don't like aunties and things when they go to a family gathering. People who, hey, mommy, I opinion, mommy, I win ya. Oh, hey, what for, bra? Girlie, and kinda. eyin na o sanche sanche no oh on na ma on shefi na me oh eyin kai no sanche mpa unnecessary chali unnecessary all these people just oh out of respect some of us what we do is we just go away from them or something tell them chali what this they are doing if I should be anyone because for most of them our parents and then the elderly people I don't think sometimes it's intentional. That is how they still see you as that kid. That so okay, someone who won't pay you for any more dominion. Why should you even be shy? Because you're just a child, you understand? Uh-huh. But it is your duty to tell them that these are some boundaries that I've set. Can we not talk about this? So recently I went to tell my today I didn't go to church, right? My mom went to bring somebody last week too, I didn't go to church, an uncle to talk to me and my Christian life and all those things. I should go and play keyboard. And I went to tell her, see, this is a boundary I want to set. Right? I want you to leave my Christian life to me to handle. Because if there are days that I'm unable to go to church, those of you who know me, last week, Saturday, in the evening, I went to play football and I got injured. I couldn't even walk properly, right? So I couldn't go to church. But then she doesn't know that, right? She didn't ask. Then intervention. And last year, I'm back chapel so late and all those things. So I said, like, see, leave my Christian life to me. And I don't want a situation because she now attends the church I attend. So it's like there was a time my car was doing quing, 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 quing alarm. So I went to stand outside and I was pressing the remote. Small time, yeah, it's doing again. So I went to stand outside. Then she just texted me, coming. Like, I don't want that kind of, I report to you kind of church that go and play, go and do this. Like, no. This is here. I'm about to go to Pentecost. My media assembly is called Pentecost. I'm going on loan at Pentecost. You understand? So certain boundaries you set. You see, woman or mom, dad, this is something I don't like. Or this is something I've decided to do. So please, these are the boundaries I've set because you can't beat me. Understand? There were times that what happens is somebody will do something. I won't tell them there. Then I'll come home and then I'll be feeling some headache. Serious. So last time that, like, back to what I was telling you about my friend told me to block this girl. Then there, because this girl, Charlie, I've created an environment for her to keep disrespecting me. My damn and sisters, it wasn't easy. My hand was shaking because I felt like, nah, I don't do this. They're like, no, block this person. Some of, even though you have this whole concept of, oh, your exes, you still chat with them and all that, but not somebody who clearly disrespects you like that. So I blogged her. I blogged her on Snap, TikTok, and a couple of places. And then the next day, she texted with a different number asking why I've blocked her and all that. I was shivering. I asked my friend again, please, how do I go about this? She's like, see, block that number too. You understand? Block, because certain people, they don't feel like they need to explain certain things to you, why they're disrespecting you. So why, when you're blocking them, why do you feel like you're disrespecting them? I'm not really used to this, right? I'm not really used to this kind of firm judgment. I feel like, ew. And that was a problem I noticed some time ago, that I care a lot about people's opinions about me. I know how everybody's saying, hey, we don't care what people, but actually I do, right? And maybe it's something I need to work on, and then I'm working on that. I'm saying this because this is my therapy session, right? That if, like, the whole idea of somebody say, hey, Lash, do I bad? And I feel it within. I don't want people to think I'm bad. So there are times that people have come to ask me for money. I don't have, but I know that this person will not believe. So I've gone to take loan from Gerald to give to people so that they don't think I'm a bad person, even though I didn't have. And it's so bad. It's so bad. So it's probably one of those things that I need to work on. But yeah, this is not the boundaries thing we're talking about. So yeah, I'm back. I didn't say I'm coming to give you back to back. I said I'm back. It means, yeah, we'll still be doing we'll still resume our episodes and things. Yeah. So basically, set those boundaries, or in conclusion, set those boundaries. Be firm about your boundaries where you need to be flexible, especially for the benefit of certain people. And try and be flexible where there's some negotiation of those boundaries, You go through it and you see whether it's a negotiation, whether it benefits you or not. And then you see how you can be flexible with your boundaries, right? My name is Lash and this is Rants and Confessions. Thanks for listening. Peace out.